Cindy Pearlman joins us with entertainment news for Dean Today. Morning, Cindy. I mentioned a couple hours ago that it would be nice to be in the Costco produce room today. And the Halloween stuff is already out at Costco. And now we're talking about a supernatural horror series coming to a streaming channel near you this Halloween. Fill us in on this.
Well, good morning, Bob. And you know what's good to do when it's hot outside? Because it's pretty hot in Vegas. You know what my advice is? Just stay inside and watch shows like this.
Yep.
And HBO Max is coming up, It, Welcome to Derry. Now, I'm 100% into this. It's the supernatural horror series based on the Stephen King novel. And here's what we know. It's going to take place way before the action of the 2017 and 2019 movies that were so popular. But the great news is Bill Skarsgård is back as Pennywise the Clown. But the really cool thing is this is set in three different time periods, 1962, 1935, and I'm sure the most terrifying of all, 1908. They're telling the story backwards. So we start in 62 and go all the way back to 08. And it's all about who it is. It's his origin story, why he hibernates every 27 years. And the theme is very current. It's about friendship, loss, power, and also using fear as a weapon.
Bill Skarsgård has done well playing vampire parts in the past, hasn't he?
He's really made a career out of it, and he's so good at it. And there was some worry that he wouldn't come back for this TV series, but he said, "Nah, I'm totally invested in this." And it's so hot and so popular of a franchise that when they filmed it in Toronto last year, they couldn't put signs out saying It because fans would gather. So they had these signs, fake signs that said "Greetings from Fairview," the movie, just to throw people off.
Yeah. All right. Stephen King fans, that series will be out in October. And now we talk about, would you say they are the most adorable couple in Hollywood, Cindy?
You know, relationship goals, hashtag, is Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. They're so cute and adorable. They've been going strong for so many decades. And now I think she had the inside lane here, but she's going to show up on his show, Man on the Inside, that great Netflix series about the guy who infiltrates a nursing home. And she plays someone there who's a musician staying at the home, and they fall in love, which Ted said is the greatest thing on earth. He's like, our characters are in love. We're in love. He said, to sit there on camera and look into your wife's eyes is so amazing. We're nauseatingly in love in real life, and we're nauseatingly in love in this show. So what could be better?
All together now. Adam Sandler fans, attention, Happy Gilmore sequel on the way. What's the story here?
This Friday, people have been waiting so long for this thing. They did the red carpet a few nights ago, and there was Adam with his longtime wife, Jackie, and really sweet daughters, Sonny and Sadie, who've been in a lot of things. They'll be in this, too. But Adam said he really wasn't ever planning to do this, but for the last 28 years, quote, fans have stopped me on the streets almost every single day asking, when are you making a Happy Gilmore sequel? He said, no, I'm never doing it. Thank you for asking. And then he kind of segued to, it's not happening, but maybe I'll think about it. And then it is happening, which it is finally happening Friday. And poor Happy, life is not perfect when we meet him again. No spoilers, but he has to go back into golf and deal with some personal issues. And the cool news is Ben Stiller's back, Christopher McDonald, and of course Julie Bowen, along with, we have not said this word all week, Travis Kelce and Bad Bunny. So really cool supporting cast, too.
People will be going into the theaters just to cool off.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Harrison Ford and Shrinking. Pretty good show, isn't it?
Pretty good show. Earned him his first ever Emmy nod last week. And they just wrapped season 3, which will be out sometime this fall. But I guess Harrison Ford, for the tough guy exterior, he got a little verklempt this week at the cast and crew party. He made this big speech. He said, I love this place. I love working with you guys. I love everybody. I hope we can do it again. And Jason Segel stood up and said, yeah, buddy. And Ford said, hey, I wasn't talking to you. You're not part of this.
Yeah, he can be a little snarky sometimes. Have you had any interesting encounters with him over the years?
I have, because one time he looked at me so seriously and said, Cindy, I'm like, yes, Mr. Ford. And he goes, I want you to go get me a huge mug of M&Ms from the press room at a junket. And I was like, I'm on it. It actually felt like I was doing international espionage or something. They held the elevator. He stood in the middle of the elevator. It was like Air Force One in a weird way. And I walked into the press room and everyone said, Cindy, why are you taking all the M&Ms? And I couldn't tell them why. I had to just say, because I am just an M&M-aholic and I am just, thank you, everyone. Goodbye. And I gave it to him and he nodded like, thanks for the service to your country.
Yeah. Mr. Ford has requested this. And before we let you go, you were right. All of that talk about a Fleetwood Mac reunion, it was really about an album coming out, wasn't it?
It was really about an album, but they played everybody pretty well. They made it seem, they even involved Mick Fleetwood saying big things are happening. But it is, it's the reissue of their first album. Of course, Lindsey Buckingham got Stevie Nicks into Fleetwood Mac. He was the one who said, I have this singer I've been working with. But this is what they were working on before they joined Fleetwood Mac. So it's totally worth a listen. And they're reissuing this on really cool sky blue vinyl for the period and all kinds of different ways. So if you're a Fleetwood Mac person, sort of a cool gift item.
We'll take it. Cindy Perlman, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And in Las Vegas, I know it's a dry heat, but so is your oven. Cindy, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
As we mentioned earlier, when we were doing the entertainment news, Dean Richards had a chance to sit down with Francis Ford Coppola. He has given us some of the greatest movies ever made. The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, The Outsiders, Peggy Sue Got Married, Dracula, among others. Tomorrow he's hosting a screening of his latest film, Megalopolis, at the Chicago Theater. That will be followed by a special Q&A. Dean had an exclusive interview with Francis Ford Coppola, and he asked about his connection to Chicago.
A little bit of a homecoming for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I am very fond of the Chicago area for lots of reasons. It's the fact that it's a great city being only one of them. But also, I have a for a while, I was in my youth, I wanted to have a basically a co-ed baseball league in Rockford, which is not far from you. And to do that, you have to get a baseball stadium and then make it be a sort of like the old days where it would be the Rockford such and such and the Chicago such and such. And it would be my idea. You know, American women want to play baseball, but they don't let them. So that was what we were after. But that's another story.
Yeah, that's a great story. That's you could have made a league of their own.
Well, it was made. It's a great movie, by the way, and it was the Rockford Peaches, I guess.
Yeah,
Penny Marshall directed that. I think it's one of the best baseball movies ever made.
I agree with you. You also have some Chicago connection, ironically, with the Chicago Theater and your dad, who did an appearance similar to what you're doing on Friday.
My father did Napoleon, performed it there, and that was the first time that a silent movie was performed with a live orchestra in modern times. It used to be in the old days they used to do that. Now it's common, you hear of it, but that was a breakthrough experience.
Francis Ford Coppola with Dean Richards.